have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man, my set, my pet. I got the man, my set, got so many girls on deck, on deck. Cause I got the man, my set. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Time to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting. Keep the conversation hella into blessings. And it don't matter if you're married or single. He's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. For the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player? Well, it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you're ready. We gon' get it popping, ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes. This is the man mindset.
It is. Game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time.
All right. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the show. It is your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Guys, this show is like no other show out there on the internet. We teach you nothing but 100% automatic game. Everything we talk about is in-house, and it's 100% authentic, 100% original. And nobody else is doing what we're doing as far as breaking things down from the man and a thought from your mind of one thought, one mind, one way, where you learn to take the information that you're giving and you will take it and you will incorporate it into your life and live the life for yourself and not other men. And that's what kind of like we're going to be talking about today, excuse me, on today's show. But as always, I always have to show you this thing. Always, guys, if you are joining us, I want to say thank you. Just go ahead and hit the like button. Appreciate that. Like, subscribe. Pass this information on to your friends. It is great. Also, remember, guys, we are the only YouTubers out here that tell you guys on a constant basis to go out there and go to the dollar store, get your puzzle pieces, go ahead and go to Amazon, Michaels, Hobby Lobby, whatever, get a 100-piece puzzle, and begin the process. Nobody's teaching this. This is why we separate ourselves, because the information we give you, no one else gives. Go home, dump the puzzles on the table, and go ahead and start putting together and communicating with yourself. Last but not least, guys, we ask all you guys, go ahead and if you got a question, just put a Q. If you're texting one, put a T. And, guys, the lines are open for you guys to call in. This show is here to tap into your man, your mindset, to show you that you are the only one of your kind when you start to believe that you are the only one of your kind, and you will automatically think different than anybody else. And that's what we want to talk to you guys about. Also, last but not least, I ask all you guys, please go ahead and get your Lost and Found box. Make sure you put that in front of your door. Because if you want to begin the process of breaking a woman the right way, you'll get your Lost and Found box. And remember, that is somebody, again, we're giving y'all things nobody on YouTube is teaching you guys. Nobody is giving you that kind of game the way we are. Also, starting tomorrow, birthday month, we'll put out the menu. You click on my little cake-ass birthday picture, and it'll give you a menu, a video to watch how you go ahead and buy your products and all the other stuff. So the book is done. It's going over a once-over right now. So after the once hour, we got to get the format into Amazon. So just to let y'all know what's going on with that. Anyway, Most shout out to the 323 people and also my MePeel community. Stand up, my MePeel community, because we appreciate all you guys out here and everything that you do. Stand up, my MePeel community, because we are the only community out there that is a community of free thinkers. So what I want to do is I want to play a video. Now, again, this is going to be kind of the discussion from earlier today, but I didn't want to say too much because there's a lot. We have a lot to talk about. We have a lot to talk about, and we got a lot to break down. We got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to break down. So what I want to do is I want to go ahead and grab this video of what's happening, because a lot of guys saw this video. Y'all saw a little bit of the video. But I want to do is I want to play the video for you guys to give you an idea. Now remember, man, as I said before, for a lot of you guys out here, a lot of you guys, let me check the phone lines because I keep checking lines and everything. A lot of you guys out here are not honest with women, nor are you honest with yourself. And the problem is you get around a lot of women and you pretend and you do a lot of things. And I want to grab this clip. Because it's a shocking one. We'll go over it. And we got a lot to break down in this clip, but also in this game that we're about to spit to you guys so y'all can have more understanding, more clarity of why most of you guys are going to lose based off of what the world is teaching you, but also what your mind is training you to soak up. So we're going to get deep in this thing. This is going to be a very deep show. We're going to talk about and we're going to discuss. Let me see the chat. We're going to talk about and we're going to discuss what's going on with y'all guys and why y'all guys are running away from women. Why do y'all guys hate women and all that stuff? So let's go ahead and grab this clip. We'll play it. And wait, that's the minute 58 version. Where's the other one at? Did I grab the whole version of it? I'm sure I did. That's a minute 58 seconds. I thought I grabbed the whole clip. Oh, wait, is it? Man, trick. Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. Oh, damn, fuck. That's the minute 58 version. Let me see something here. As we grabbed the whole thing, that shit was like, that joint is like 4 minutes long. Maybe I have to download it. And let me see. Oh, fuck. Well, we'll just play a little bit of the clip and then go over it because it's just the same thing. Y'all need it. We got to get into the bigger problem and issue. So I don't want to really hit on this too much. So let me go ahead and just grab the little clip that we have. All files. And let me grab the clip. And we will continue. And we got a lot to talk about, man. We're going to get deep on this show. It's going to be a deep show. Hopefully all the shows we do are deep. Let's see here. Let's grab this joint. So we'll just grab a little bit of it, let you watch what's going on. But we'll talk about it as it plays so y'all can get understanding. And this is what happens with a lot of guys who don't have game. Here we go.
Don't worry about it.
You dumb. Don't trip. You dumb. You getting dropped off.
I don't care,
nigga. Watch out.
The fuck?
That shit kind of, I'm just saying, that shit
no,
kind of
you're lame.
Lame.
No, I'm saying, you're really
you
lame.
No, I'm saying what you did was lame.
What was lame?
What you did
because I don't want to give, because I don't want to give up my coochie to
we
you.
We on the phone facing
nigga,
every
you're
day.
Weird. Nigga, you're weird.
Like, I throw you out.
All right, okay, so I'm going to go just play it, let y'all hear this again, and I'm going to explain why this individual will go straight to the red pill. Let's finish playing this, but I'm going to explain why that individual
I
in the locker
room.
I don't
paid
give a
ticket.
Fuck, nigga, I could have paid for my own shit, and I
food.
Still would not have gave you no
okay.
coochies.
I
so what are you
food.
Talking
whatever.
About?
Whatever.
Nigga, you're no, nigga, you
y'all
lame as fuck.
Is.
No, you lame as fuck.
I fly her out. Pay for her food. She wants to take a shower. Walk around in my room with a towel on.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't get the cheeks though. I can't get the cheeks though.
You
man,
thirsty nigga. You a thirsty nigga.
Right here, Spirit Airlines.
Get me the fuck out of
here. Pay for your little ticket at Spirit Airlines.
What you mean?
Your ass here.
What you mean? Pay for my little ticket at?
I paid for your ticket to get here. Who else paid for your ticket? I paid for it.
Nigga, whatever. Just get me out this fucking car. Because you're lame as fuck.
All right, that's all we need to hear on that. All right, thank you, Dale. Thank you, D. Thank you, D. I appreciate that. This guy's going to go red pill if he hasn't gone red pill right now. And this is what happens to a lot of guys. A lot of guys out here, okay, a lot of guys out here are going to hate women because of situations like this. But one thing we're going to do is we're going to get deep into the game to understand what's happening here. Because on the surface, you see a guy that's frustrated with a woman that has used him. Well, she got a free meal, free flight, and all the other stuff, and she didn't give him any sex. But is it actually her fault in all of this? All right. So before we get into the next audio clip, because we got to break that down, we got to talk about something. Because so many of you guys out here, okay, so many of you young men, because you have a lack of structure, I want to get some music going, a lack of structure, a lack of understanding, a lack of who you are as a man, okay? This is you. This is nobody else but you. This has to do with nobody else but you. And just like that guy, just like we would say the majority of people that cross over into that red pill stuff and all that other stuff. Because they don't root themselves in themselves. Because they don't root themselves in themselves, they begin to root themselves into other men. Because they don't root themselves in themselves, they begin to root themselves into other men to a point where they see problems, things that happen with them, with women, circumstances. They begin to see the world totally different because of their perception. And they believe that their reality is built on the foundations of what somebody else has done to them versus understanding that they were the cause of what happened to them. We're going to get deep today. And we're going to explain all this because I've got to show you this clip. See, this is very important. When you as a man are not rooted into who you are, you will start to look to other men as structure and guidance, even if those men are steering you wrong. But what you guys are listening to me and those that are listening to me, and it's going to be hard for a lot of them. It's going to be difficult because it's not them steering them to that. It is the one person that's screwing them over, and that is their mind. Because what happens is when one is not one with itself, one is going to be two of somebody else, and that in his judgment and how he sees the world and his perception means that his first understanding is not his understanding. It is the influence of somebody else that influences them. The mind pushes you away from yourself all the time, and it makes you guide and follow other people who you actually think and feel has your back. You think they have your back. You think what they're saying applies to you. You think what's happening in their life applies to you, no matter if it's on Jupiter, Mars, or Saturn. Whatever happens to them there, it applies to you, because what your mind does is that it forces you to begin to justify a lie to make yourself feel better versus looking at the truth to see that you were the problem all along. But when you follow another man who is trying to teach you how to be more like a woman by hanging out with other men, you begin to agree and justify all the events that happen to that person. You begin to agree and align all the ideas. You feel that you're connected to what this person is saying, and you ignore everything else around you because you are focused on something that's going to take away, that's going to take away your pain, that's going to take away your discomfort, that's going to take away the fact that you are not working on yourself. You are living in this false, fake bubble, and you actually think it is real. We're getting deep today, gentlemen, because a lot of people don't want to hear this and what we're saying today. And what happens to you guys is that all you guys begin to build on weak and false foundations, because you begin to interpret somebody else's life as your life. You begin to follow somebody else's life as it is your life. And the results of what you believe and the things that you think and all these other things push you towards believing that his reality is actually your reality. And the thing about your mind and that motherfucker that's holding you back is that he uses your perception and he uses your reality, not my reality or anybody else's in this room's reality. If you listen to me right now, he uses your reality to make you think that you have a new understanding of something, even though you're still locked in the prison walls and nobody wants to tell you that. And what we're going to do today is we're going to break down. And again, I welcome you here. Don't kick him out. Don't kick him out. Don't kick him out. Let him stay. But I welcome you here. But this, I'm going to use this right here as a reason. See, people think the red pill started with Adam and Eve, if you believe in the Bible. And ignorant people are so damn ignorant that they actually think that something that came out a few decades ago is actually a truth. But again, when you don't have a law, rule, or code in who and what you are, what you do is you begin to follow this goofy-ass thing. They follow this from a movie, guys. This shit comes from a fuck. Guys, listen to me. It comes from a movie that was allegedly written by a woman, and two transvestites or transsexuals created this, and the basis of all their arguments is based on feminine. Guys, if you don't believe me, before we continue, I tell all of you guys out there to watch the last Matrix that told everybody the truth of what is happening in front of them and why that red pill shit is fake by them saying this. This doesn't come from me, sir. This comes from the movie that you are basing your mindset off of, and they're telling your fucking ass that here is a thing about feelings, the thing that most of you guys are in. They're much easier to control than facts. And that was in the movie that's based off of all this pill shit that these sorry, sad individuals want to look at and base their lives off of. They want to look at that and base their lives off of a lie. A lie, gentlemen. But here's the thing, gentlemen, listen. This is very important. This is very important. I want to use this young man again. I appreciate he's here, but I want to use this young man again because I want that you understand. Let me grab him. He can't be saved. He can't be saved. And I welcome him here, but he can't. I'm going to tell you why he can't be saved. Because, see, what you don't understand about the game that the mind has played on him is that he actually believes somebody else's belief to be his own belief. Thus, his I do is actually thinking it's an I am. Y'all see that? All my regular guys, y'all see what I'm saying? So whenever he is challenged or anybody is challenged like that, they will defend what they actually think is an I am, but it is an I do. And the sad thing about it is his mind is doing all of the tricking. Listen to what I'm saying. It's doing all of the tricking. But you can't save them, and this is not for me to save any of them. It's for me to show you what is and break it down to you. Because most of you guys, like I said before, this is what y'all have to understand. Is that most of these guys, unfortunately, their mindset is in a feminine position. Just like a woman will believe mascara will take her beauty away, but you know her beauty is tied into how she thinks about herself. And nobody wants to say anything. And nobody wants to help. And let me show y'all something. We got to go over this. This is very important. Because I'm going to turn this down because we're going to break this down as about game. Because I want to show you. Now, gentlemen, y'all have to understand before we play this, okay? This is very important, okay? Before I play this, I have to paint the picture to you guys, okay? To understand what the fuck we're about to talk about, okay? I've got to paint the picture because a lot of you guys don't understand why these guys, okay? We got to set, because no one's going to do this. So we've got to set the why, okay? This is important. We have to break down why they gravitate or why the mind gravitates towards misinformation that does more harm to these guys than good, okay? We gotta understand because you know on this show we're just not talking shit. We're gonna break it down. All right, guys, you have a question, call in. We got you covered. But it is very important that we understand the why. Okay, so get your crayons out. We need to understand the why. Okay, and we're gonna talk about this. What builds and creates a person is based on if he is either grounded in his mind in himself or he is open to everybody telling him what to do. Now, this is important, guys, because before we get to the depth of this, y'all need to understand this. All my dudes out there, this is very important to understand, okay? This is very important, okay? Please understand this, okay? Now, what I am saying to you guys, we have to look at the mindset of the person that buys into, okay? Because the one thing we're not going to do, we're not here to talk bad about them. Hopefully through this we can save a few of them. We can't save them all, but I want to explain to you guys the why. Because if you don't understand the why, none of you guys will never understand why they do what they do. So let's get into this. See, when it comes to limited thoughts, limited behaviors, and things like that, okay, what happens with these guys who never work on themselves is that all their life, even in high school or junior high school, they've been picked on or bullied and things like that. They never felt into society, or they never really felt that they could fit in. Okay, so what these guys would do all day, and even right now, is they would focus on basically what's not working to them. That's their focus. Remember I told you they would shine a light on what's not working for them. So you have to understand, gentlemen, this is what creates what you see right now, okay? This is what creates it. So now we're going to talk about what creates it. These guys are also really, what that happens is a domino effect, because they have debilitating emotions, poor attitudes towards themselves, and limited beliefs. They have unhelpful thoughts that sabotage their mindset. They blindly will accept any advice without question, as long as some ass and titties are on it. Please understand, we're dissecting the why before we get to it, because once we get to the end of it, then when I press play on the next clip I'm going to show you, you will understand why they are drawn into the bullshit. These are the same guys that are always complaining about women, life, dating circumstances. And they think everything is, they're just in bad luck. I'm just not good enough. I'm just not lucky. And they always measure who they are off of another man. But the worst part about it also, they begin to allow the voice in their head to take charge of what they actually are to themselves, gentlemen. Listen to what I'm saying. This is no knock on them, but it's very important that you guys need to understand why. And let me say something. Yes, TJ, absolute TJ, theater number one. Let me say this to you. This is important. Not only this is why they lose, but this is why we win. So let's go back. Guys, get your paper out. Get your piece of paper out. Get your piece of paper out and draw a line at the bottom of the paper. And everything I tell you, put -5 so we can show you how deep in the hole these guys are. All right? So we give them, every time I say something, give them -5. They focus on what's not working for them. Give them -5. They're always looking at unhelpful thoughts of sabotaging themselves. Give that another 5. A -5. They have always debilitating emotions, -5. They always have poor attitude towards themselves, a -5. They always have limited beliefs, another -5. They blindly accept advice as long as they have ass and titties on it, another -5. They're always complaining about women, -5. Life, a -5. Dating circumstances. You write that down. Write that down. You just keep the -5 going. Or just put a check. Guys, don't even put -5. Just keep putting checks and we'll add all this up. They allow the voice in their head to judge not only themselves, check, just put a check for -5, but also women. Guys, we're going to show you this. It's deep. Nobody is going to talk about this. Nobody's going to talk about what I'm showing you. Please get your checks, all right? Get your checks. The next thing these guys do, guys, unfortunately, is that their expectations of the world and women are false, because they think that they can just show up and get sex. Give another -5. Give another check. They're always worrying about things without even looking at the situation objectively. They accept, okay, you check that, then they also accept somebody else's life to be their life. Another check, gentlemen. They have too much ego and pride to admit that they make mistakes. Give another check for that. Another check is they're setting their own ways. Give it a check. They don't think with flexibility. They think problematic. Give it another check, gentlemen. These guys out here are not critical thinkers or have anything to do or create their world. Give another check. They don't even take time to have their thought because they rather be told what to do versus learn how to think for themselves. Give it another check. They never take any time. They are incapable of ever saying no to a woman, but they're always saying yes to themselves. Give it a check, please. Keep the checks going. Keep the checks going. Keep the checks going. Okay? Keep the checks going. Also, guys out here, these guys out here. Oh, I need to put my music back on. Well, fuck it. Let me keep going because we got to get to the clip. But also, they have no kind of strategy. They allow life to happen to them. Give it another check. They fear to make mistakes. They fear to fail. They fear to make mistakes. Check. There's a fear of failure. Check. There's a fear of success. Check. They fear taking risks. Check. Put them checks down. Put the checks down because we got to see the why that what we're about to play will draw them in like a moth to a flame. But we got to understand why. Give it another check. They will never, ever see the big picture. Put a check. They can never focus on the future. They always live in the past. Give it another check. They have no direction. Give it a check. They have no vision. Give it a check. They can't even ask for what they want. Give it a check. They worship women. Give it a check. They're scared of women. Give it a check. They're scared to say or ask for what they want. Give it a check. They never focus on anything but the last result. Give it a check. They think the game is about women. Give it another check. They cannot get things done or drive results. Give that a check. They do not act decisively at all. They're really indecisive. Give it a check. How many checks do we have right now? Let me know. And we just stop right there. How many checks do we have right now? If you say there's 17, I don't know how many. 17 times 5, 5 times 7, 35, 5 times that, 3. So that's what, 105, I think? Is that 105? Wait, 5 times 3, 35. I'm trying to do this shit in my head. 5 times 3, 35, 3, 5 times that. So it's 80. Was that 80? 85? Is that 85? Wait. How many checks? Come on, man. Give me the numbers. 26 to 31. I got 33. All right, Hagen, 33. So 33. Someone got 37. All right, 33 times 5. Do the math. Add it up. And now, gentlemen, now you see what I'm about to play is soothing to the mind. What I'm about to play right now draws them in because they're so deep and so far away from who they actually are, that their mind is ready to sabotage them when they hear what I'm about to play. Let me check the phone lines. Lines are open if you guys want to call in. We are breaking something down that nobody else wants to break down because nobody else wants to see what's going on with the average guy. What's going on with these guys? So when you're that far away from yourself, they are really blinded to the ideas of somebody else that is taking advantage of who they actually are. They tend to believe that when they hear what I'm about to play to you, that this is the way of life. So I want to make sure that you guys understand what it's like being them. And because of what it's like being them, do you see why women, number one, don't want to have anything to do with them? But this is why they go red pill and manosphere this and all that silly shit, because what they want to do is they want to have somebody else teach them and talk to them and say, follow me, follow my pathway, follow my light. And then when someone tells you to think for yourself, how can one think for himself if he's got a negative 165? How can one think for himself when he doesn't even believe in himself to think for himself? Let's play this clip. Now, listen, we're going to play. I'm going to pause this bullshit. But I want you to see now how the cult of all that fucking red pill bullshit grabs their asses and makes them seem like the only way to be is red pill. Let's grab it. Here we go. Let's listen to it.
Let me be real with you guys and tell you the harsh truth that many of you don't want to accept.
Okay, let me be real. Okay, now please, guys. Please, wait, the first thing I want you guys to do you think this guy, after listening to 2 seconds of his voice, do you think he's really getting pussy? Do you really think that guy's getting pussy? Now listen. Look at the feminine words and how he draws women in. Remember what he said? The harsh truth. But let me ask y'all a question. Is it his truth? Or is it the truth? Listen to this guy and everything I told you, you can hear in his voice. You can hear it in his voice. His truth. But let's keep going. Listen to this shit.
Modern women don't care or want to be with you guys anymore.
Modern women don't care and they don't want to be with you guys anymore. That is true, but I just told you, what was it, 33 fucking reasons why. I just gave you 33 reasons why a woman doesn't want to have anything to do with these guys. Did I not give you 33 reasons? I think that's something we added up. I gave you 33. There's so many more. I gave you 33 reasons. So if they are all these things, then why would a woman want to get with him? But let's look at the key words here. Remember, they use wordplay. Remember, my guys, wordplay is important in game and marketing. There's no such thing as a modern woman. Please tell me, is there such thing as a, have you ever seen a modern squirrel? Have you seen a modern zebra? Have you seen a modern dolphin? Have you seen a modern fucking, you name it? Tell me, where is this word modern coming from? Because there's no such thing as tell me what a modern, there's no such thing as a modern woman. Have you ever seen a modern snake before? Hey, Bob, wow, look over there. Look at that snake. Oh, hey, no, that's not a snake. That over there, my friend, is a modern snake. When have we ever saw somebody or something and put the word modern since the dawn of fucking time? We've never put the word modern in anything we do. When you were in school, did they tell you about putting modern in front of your name? No. But they have, remember, the first brainwash is using words to connect the fact that you are looking for somebody to tell you what to do. There is no, if show me a modern dolphin and I'll quit. Show me a modern lion. Show me a modern snail or a modern tree or a modern cloud or what. Show me. There's no such thing as modern, but I want you to see how it becomes intriguing because, wow, all this time I thought I had the problem, but wait a second. Maybe it's the woman's fault. Maybe because they don't have limited, it's not my limiting beliefs. It's not the fact that I judge other women and hang out with guys. That's not the problem. It's not the fact that I don't work on myself. It's the modern woman's fault. And what happens when he hears that? Yes, it is the modern woman's fault. He will sit there and tell you,
absolutely, it's her fault. Yes, it is the modern woman. It's never your fault. Yes. Change who you are and believe in the modern woman.
And that's how that guy comes, and they don't even understand it, guys. You understand it because you're free thinkers. But he doesn't understand it because he's trying to find a way out to blame anybody but himself on his circumstances, gentlemen. Anybody. He's trying to look for an answer of blame versus looking in the mirror. Keep playing this.
There's no love in their hearts, and they are not with you because they want the best for you.
There's no love in their hearts, and they don't want to be with you. Do you? Wait. How can a woman have love in her heart for a motherfucker she doesn't know? How can a woman have love in her heart, tell me, for someone she's never even met before? Think about what I'm saying. And think about how they will gravitate because, wait a second, not only is she a modern woman, but she just doesn't care about my feelings like Mommy. Mommy was the only one that had the love and caring, and look how he's playing on the word. He wants, see, they expect women to love them like Mommy loved them. And they're looking for Mommy's love through a woman automatically, but because they can't find it, they're listening to this, and this guy's about, hey, it's not your fault. Listen, I'm breaking this down because everything we're talking about is very important in the game that we're talking about, gentlemen. It's very important. Because now they feel like at this point they deserve results and outcomes. Let me say it again. They think they deserve results and outcomes because they're saying, yeah, she should love me like Mommy. She should care about me like Mommy, but she doesn't. Let's keep playing. It's getting deep.
All they see you as is a means to an end and nothing more.
Stop. All they see you as a means to an end and nothing more. Gentlemen, maybe they see you, me, and all of us as a means to an end. So what? Okay, excuse me. Let me ask you a question. what a woman sees, is that our business? What a woman sees, is that our business? So if she sees any of you motherfuckers as a mean of their end, so what business is of mine? Some people see people of this color as monkeys. What business is mine? People can see whatever they want to see, but what they see, what business is it of yours of what she sees? Think about what I'm saying. What business is it of yours of what she sees, gentlemen? What business? Here we go.
And the sooner you accept that harsh reality, the sooner you'll realize that the men who decided to go their own path were right all along.
Where the fuck are they going? Where the fuck are they going? Guys, I need y'all to listen to this. What is the one common denominator that is controlling everything we're fucking talking about right now? What is the one common denominator that makes them go their own fucking way? And that is a woman. The one thing that these guys can't fuck, but they want to fuck. But this all is about the, listen, at the core of everything we're listening to is a woman. What power does a woman who is insecure as fuck, who has insecurities and low self-worth, if that is the basis or the foundation of what we're listening to, do you see what the fucking problem is? Everything they're talking about is built and based off of a woman. Everything that they're basing their life after is a woman. By who has low self-worth, low self-esteem, and she doesn't fucking even believe in her own goddamn self. But yet that weak individual is the strength and foundation of everything that men are doing a woman, and they don't even see it. Let's keep going. Oh, shit, I went too far back. Hold on a second.
You guys anymore. There's no love in their hearts. And they are not with you because they want the best for you. All they see you as is a means to an end and nothing more. And the sooner you accept that harsh reality, the sooner you'll realize that the men who decided to go their own path were right all along. All the men who are going monk mode right now are justified in leaving these cream guzzlers.
They're going monk mode because of these cream guzzlers. Let me ask y'all a question. Is it the fact that they're going monk mode because of the cream guzzler woman? Or is it because they're not guzzling their cream in the woman? I want y'all to think about this stuff, because remember, if y'all think about it, as I said before, everything is based off of a foundation of woman. Everything that they're doing is all about a fucking woman. And gentlemen, if the game is not about women, then what the fuck is going on here? What is going on here? I think muck mode means that they just, I don't know. I don't even know what that stupid shit is. I guess they fucking meditate or some stupid shit. I don't fucking know. But let's continue.
Alone, and all the free agents who refuse to commit and marry these women are living a better quality of life than you relationship guys.
So they're living a better quality of life then why are they still talking about women? If they're living a better quality of life, let me check the lines. Lines are open. If they're living a better quality of life, gentlemen, answer my question. Why do they still talk about women? Why do they still complain about women? Why do they still hate women so much if the quality of life that they're living is supposed to be so great, then why even talk, discuss, or bring up a woman? Do y'all see what I'm saying to you guys out here? But I this is not for me to get forced. I'm not trying to get you. I want you to see it for yourself. That's why I told you I named 30, I guess it was 34 things or 33 things to show you why they are what they are. Here we go.
When will you guys learn that these women are not for you and that this love and commitment you are looking for is only attainable?
Whoa, wait. I thought they were going monk mode. Hold on. How are they going monk mode, but yet on this end they're looking for a commitment list? Guys, I don't make this shit up. I want you to listen to this. Going their own way in monk mode and all that shit, but contradict themselves by wanting a relationship and commitment? That just broke my brain. That doesn't make any sense. But I'm not here to knock them or call them lame or nothing. Because they don't even see that they are self-destructing themselves. But again, one hand they want to go this way, the other one they don't. It doesn't even make any sense. Let's continue.
For a tiny percent of the human population. You watching this video isn't one of them, or you wouldn't be listening to this message. Gents, I know some of you have the program response that society has instilled in you to say I'm bitter and hurt.
See that, what they do, the cult does? Y'all see what the cult leader does? Now he's playing the victim. Thus, the other guys connect to the same thing. 904, I'll bring you in 1 second. 1 second, 904. Hold on. 1 second, 904. 1 second, listen.
So what exactly defines our modern understanding of cults? And why do people join them? Broadly speaking, a cult is a group or movement with a shared commitment to a usually extreme ideology that's typically embodied in a charismatic leader. Most cults share some basic characteristics. A typical cult requires a high level of commitment from its members and maintains a strict hierarchy, separating unsuspecting supporters and recruits from the inner workings. It claims to provide answers to life's biggest questions through its doctrine, along with the required recipe for change that shapes a new member into a true believer. And most importantly, it uses both formal and informal systems of influence and control to keep members obedient, with little tolerance for internal disagreement or external scrutiny.
Oh, let me bring it down to 4, boy. We gonna get deep today. I told you guys. Hold on, let me answer the call right here. 904, I can help you, sir. What's your question, brother? What's up?
What's going on, brother? How you doing today?
I'm good. What's your question, brother? What's up?
Hey, man, I ain't really got a question. I just want to tell you, I appreciate it because, you know, it's been a lot of time for me since I just got out of a 6-year relationship myself like 3 months ago. And all that shit you be talking, bro, that, I was a crybaby and all that, man. So, yeah, man, I appreciate it. And I got your membership, too, as well. And I wanted to also say I was trying to pay for the text message thing, too, but I never received that one. But I got access to the membership.
Well, just send me a message and we'll get it at you. Is there any other question you have?
Oh, no, that's it, man. I appreciate your work, bro.
I respect you, and I appreciate that, man. Thank you very much, man. We'll throw you back in. Listen to what I'm saying, guys. Y'all just hear that first thing that was just played? Do y'all hear what they just said? Y'all don't even understand what's going on. They don't understand because, remember, they're so far in the fucking forest by how they see themselves, they don't even see this right here. Check this out.
A modern cult, by contrast, separates its members from others. Rather than providing guidelines for members to live better lives, a cult seeks to directly control them, from personal and family relationships to financial assets and living arrangements. Cults also demand obedience to human leaders who tend to be highly persuasive people with authoritarian and narcissistic streaks motivated by money, sex, power, or all three. While a cult leader uses personal charisma to attract initial followers, further expansion works like a pyramid scheme, with earlier members recruiting new ones.
Earlier members recruit you. Listen, guys, this is what I'm saying. Is we gonna get deep. Y'all gotta call in. We got y'all. Yes, that keeps members obedient. But let's continue this. Listen.
But I want you to look around you and tell me if you've been able to have your own personal woman that is devoted to you and your future together.
Wait, your own personal woman that's devoted to you? Your own personal woman that's devoted to you? Why would a woman be devoted to someone that doesn't believe in itself? Someone that doesn't have a standard? What makes a woman want to be devoted to a man that just wants to bring her to his house and have sex with her? Where's the devotion? How can she be devoted to you when all you want to do is sleep with her? When all you want to do is just smash? There's no devotion. There's no devotion. But do you see how people like that is tweaking on that guy, making him feel with every word said, that individual feels a sense of, it's not my fault. It's not my fault. Why does a woman have to be devoted? I don't want to, look, I'm a man. I don't want the motherfucker to be devoted to me. Because you can't have me. You can't have somebody that is truly devoted to himself. You can rent me, you can lease me, but I don't want your fucking devotion. That's still beneath me. Why would I want that? Listen.
So the thing you have to really understand about cults is that on the surface, they will seem very appealing. You're not even going to know that you're joining a cult when you join a cult. There's not going to be like a big sign on the front of the building saying, come join our cult. It's not going to be like that. You're always going to feel like you're joining some legitimate organization which genuinely wants to awaken the world or to help you or to help others. The way that a cult really works is that it tries to create a reality distortion bubble, a collective fantasy. So together, a group of people come together and they create an ideology such that they don't have to actually do spiritual work, but they can just coexist in this bubble of self-deception. And each one of the people in the group reinforces the self-deceptions of all the other people, and so it feels to them as though they have awakened, but really they haven't. And they actually become very blind, very unaware to all of the egoic self-deceptions that are running within this collective fantasy, and they're always constantly having to fight the external world to maintain their fantasy.
Fighting the external. Do y'all see that? Hold on now. This is where the fight comes in at. Y'all, guys, listen to me. You got to see where I'm going with this, because a lot of these young men are unsuspecting. You see what I'm saying? A lot of these guys are unsuspecting, and a lot of these guys don't understand the bubble that they're in is a false reality only maintained by the construct of this. So whoever pushes this out to them, that is their God, their dad, their mother, you name it. And they do not even see it because of the angerness and bitterness that not do they have towards themselves, but towards women. Let's continue. Yes, it is.
Look around you, gents, and tell me if the majority of the people around you are winning in relationships right now.
Stop, Ray. Whoa. Look around you and see if everybody's winning. But what I'm saying to you is, why am I looking around at another man's pockets? Why am I looking at if that guy's happy in his relationship? If his relationship, why am I looking at other motherfucking men? Yes, Daniel G. Why do we, or them, they, not us, look at other men's relationships? Why do they look at other men's relationships? Let me check the phone lines real quick. Lines are open. Why do they look at other men's relationships? This is why.
Cults are skilled at knowing whom to target, often focusing on those new to an area or who have recently undergone some personal or professional loss. Loneliness and a desire for meaning make one susceptible to friendly people offering community. The recruitment process can be subtle, sometimes taking months to establish a relationship. In fact, more than two-thirds of cult members are recruited by a friend, family member, or coworker whose invitations are harder to refuse. Once in the cult, members are subjected to multiple forms of indoctrination. Some play on our natural inclination to mimic social behaviors or follow orders. Other methods may be more intense, using techniques of coercive persuasion involving guilt, shame, and fear. And in many cases, members may willingly submit out of desire to belong and to attain the promised rewards.
The desire to belong, okay? Most of guys out here, unfortunately, and this is no knock on you, a lot of you guys in high school never ever had the opportunity to hang out with people. Some of you were shunned from things, and some of you felt like a lot of you guys out there have problems, okay? All right? So, sorry, sir, this isn't for you. We'll time you out, but, sir, don't ask us any bitch-ass questions. We don't answer those. But as I said before, like I said to y'all guys out here, a lot of you guys, and it's okay. No, and it's, hey, look, oh, hey, brother, it's okay. And let me say this to all you guys are outcasts. I was never an outcast, but let me tell you something. Fuck being, listen, fuck that. Because what I'm saying to you, OS, is that you are not, you are in high school. That was high school. But what happened is that that began to change your perception of the world and reality. And I appreciate your honesty, man. I respect your honesty, and I really appreciate that. That doesn't make you a bad person because you were ousted, but I'm going to show you the most important thing that you did then. See, you looked at the ousting of what happened outside of you, but you don't realize you begin to oust yourself. You became an outcast, yourself here. Not out here. But because you became an outcast here, your perception and your reality changed. Your perception and your reality changed. And remember, you got to understand, guys, when people are talking the truth, somebody's got to defend their position. Because they know it really stings, and they get mad, and they get upset, and they point the finger, and they say, look at this fool talking all this craziness, rambling like an idiot, and a fool, because his mind does not want him to realize that he's the fool and the idiot, so it's easier to sit and place it on somebody else, gentlemen. Y'all see how that works? Y'all see that works? Y'all see how beautiful that works? And that's what I'm saying. So No, it's okay, AS. Listen, don't thank me. Don't thank me. This is not a cult. Don't thank me. I'm just showing you, young man, what happened, okay? What happened, okay? So, sir, we appreciate you here, but if you would like to please sit down and relax, and we will allow you in here. But if you don't want to pay attention, please see your way out, sir. But as I was saying before, gentlemen, let's continue how these cults get these guys. Listen to this, guys.
Yet, you chose to leave women alone and preach to other men to do the same are just bitter and hurt. Well, a woman likely hurt us, and we didn't do anything malicious to this person.
Wait. A woman likely hurt us, and we did nothing to her? A woman likely hurt us, and we did nothing to them. Gentlemen, you want to know what they did to the woman? They lied to the woman and acted like they really wanted a relationship when all along they wanted one thing and one thing only. And this is where, remember, because they didn't get it, they started getting in their fucking feelings. And I ask you guys this question. How the fuck can a woman hurt a man? Can somebody tell me how a woman can hurt a man? Yes, gentlemen, I have always admitted to you. When I was 14 and she was 25, she broke my little bitch-ass heart. I can admit that to you. But I also can admit to you it was my awakening as well. So I am not ashamed. I got my little cake-ass broken by a 25-year-old woman when I was 14. So I'm cool with that. I'm not mad at that. But it wasn't the breaking that got me. It was the awakening of what the fuck I was going to become. That was such a beautiful thing, gentlemen. So getting your heart broke at a young age is fine. And gentlemen, and I will say this to all of you guys out there. If you are out there and you are hurt and you get hurt by a woman, what we say to you guys out there, okay? Okay? The reason why I say every man is going to get hurt one time. Okay? Every guy, listen. Every guy gets hurt one time. Okay? Every man gets hurt one time. But it is what you do with the hurt that's going to set your life on a pathway of being able to evolve yourself versus succumbing to the pain of what happened. We trust. Some of you guys are hurt by your parents that you trusted. Some of you guys are hurt by your siblings that you trusted. Some of you guys have been hurt by your friends that you trusted. And this is why we keep telling you to stop worrying and stop trusting everybody else and trust the man in the mirror, gentlemen. Trust the man in the mirror. That's what we're trying to get at. Let's listen to this real quick.
The cult environment discourages critical thinking, making it hard to voice doubts when everyone around you is modeling.
I got to stop right there. Jesus Christ. Did you just hear what he said? Do you guys understand what critical thinking is? Y'all don't understand. Guys, you don't understand the beauty of how these guys get them. Listen what he said. Listen to what he's saying. This is deep. I'm going to play it again. Listen.
The cult environment discourages critical thinking, making it hard to voice doubts when everyone around you is modeling absolute faith. The resulting internal conflict, known as cognitive dissonance, keeps you trapped, as each compromise makes it more painful to admit you've been deceived. And though most cults don't lead members to their death, they can still be harmful. By denying basic freedoms of thought, speech, and association, cults stunt their members' psychological and emotional growth.
Listen to me. Hey, Jason, this ain't for you, brother. You take care. We don't want to hear you. Take care, sir. Goodbye. Guys, this is very important. Listen. They take away your name. The PUAs did it, and these guys are doing it. They get you to take away your name. and associate yourself with a fucking pill. They tell you to take away the one thing that is your marker in this world, the one thing that your ancestors were proud to have, a son, and they take away the name because they want you to associate yourself closer to them. Think about what I'm saying. Listen to this. Listen to what I'm saying. Because think about the perception and the reality of the person we're talking about. Thinking about the perception that we're talking about right now. Guys, lines are open. If y'all want to call in, we got you. We're going to continue this. We're going to break this down. This is deep, but let's listen to more of the cult rhetoric. Ready?
We wanted the best for this individual, and we even loved this person at one point.
We wanted the best for the woman and loved her at one point. Gentlemen, I mean, we're the ones that created falling into respect. We're the ones that told you guys, don't fucking fall in love, fall into respect. Fuck love. Love is for the woman. Let her love and idolize your motherfucking ass while you are demanding respect and idolizing your motherfucking ass. But see, one that does not idolize himself is one to idolize something else. Why do you think guys fall in love with, why do you guys think they come in, oh, I met this cute girl, I met this beautiful woman, I met this sexy chick. And then when you ask what's beautiful and sexy about them, they can't answer the question because they are so in the surface that they fall in love with surface women who below the surface have a lot of insecurities, gentlemen. Think about what I'm saying here. But let's continue. This is amazing. Let's go. Let's keep going. Sorry, that's my Dimension X. I'm sorry. That's my Dimension X I was playing. I was like, hold on. Let me keep going. My bad. Let me see here. Here we go. Let me see. Is this it?
Hi, Tyler.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. That's my Tyler's. Oh, I'm sorry. God damn it. That was my Tyler's. I think that was it. Okay. We only, okay, let's keep going to the thing. I'm sorry, I hit the wrong button. Here we go, guys. I got a question. Go ahead and ask. We got you covered, but let's keep listening. We're going to break this down. Listen to this. Listen.
But what did this person do? They betrayed us because our love and care were seen as weakness. And they
exactly is seen as weakness. If you're running around buying women plane tickets who ain't fucking you, feeding her who ain't fucking you, and you think it's her fault. Gentlemen, you have to understand the laws of the rule, man, of the game. If she doesn't see you as a man, you will always be food. If she doesn't see you as a man, she will always feel that she can walk over your motherfucking ass. If she doesn't see, if she sees you in any other capacity other than a man, she will walk all over you. There lies the problem. Also creates the victim in the guy to say, wow, this guy gets me. This guy understands me. This guy just, oh my God, I can't believe there's someone out there that get, are there more people like this? And gentlemen, remember I told you, when the mind begins to think like that, okay, you begin to search out and seek out other individuals who think the same way. But there's two types of seeking that you do. One hand, you will seek to find other individuals who have had issues that you have had so the two of you can connect better. That's where you get with other guys to hang out and complain about women. But then the other side of you will not just listen to one YouTuber talking about this bullshit. You will keep searching and find another one and another and another and another, because you want to be a part of somebody versus be somebody. You want to be a part of somebody, but you don't want to be somebody. Y'all see that, guys? Guys, this is deep. We're getting deep here. Yes, misery loves company. Yes. Yeah, in KP, it's weakness, but understand this, KP. If you don't see it, it doesn't make you weak. If you don't see it, it just makes you a little bit naive, okay? You're just a little naive, that's all. It's not that you're not weak. It's just a little naive, because it's like a woman that looks at a dress thinking that dress can give her happiness. So she will buy into the dress, and she will wear the dress until the happiness goes away. Then she'll find another dress. That's why they have a closet full of dresses, closet full of shoes, closet full of purses. So, my friend, it is not what you think is weakness. It's just a little that you don't see it. But let's keep going.
They had no problem disrespecting us, using us, playing us for a fool.
They have no problem using, disrespecting, or playing us like a fool. If you are the standard and you call the shots, how can she play you and treat you like a fool? Because she knows if she does anything out of line, she will be dismissed. So what are we talking about? How can a woman treat you anyway? You train everybody you know how to treat you. So if she's treating you like a fool, it's because you're saying what? Treat me like a fool. Treat me like a fool. Listen to this.
Cheating on us and ultimately leaving us for somebody else without a...
Cheating on you and leaving for somebody else. Guys, let me tell you something. Do you understand that we tell women to see other guys? Wait, guys, listen. Do you understand we tell women to see other guys? Because we can't give them the time that they want with us. So we tell them to see other guys and start relationships if you want to, because I can't give you what you want. So if that's the case and we tell them to see other guys, then what the fuck is the problem? Here's the problem, guys. When we tell them to see other guys and give them the perfect contract, they think they're on top. But when they get a taste of a real fucking man, they cut the guys off. Remember, guys, you never want to force a woman to do anything that she doesn't want to do. You want her to make the decision based off of her thought of you makes the change. You don't force the change, and you don't handcuff that woman. Go see who the fuck you want, because whoever you see ain't going to match up to my motherfucking ass. So why do I care? What? Go see. And I know y'all think that's crazy. But go see whoever you want to see by all means. But yet, you know what's funny? They don't call us nice and sweet and kind and thoughtful. Oh, no. They give us the fuck, I'm going to want to fuck you words. You're an asshole. You're a jerk. You're conceited. You're arrogant. Why are you talking like this? Why are you such an asshole today? Why are you talking to me this way? Why would you want me to see other people? That's what I keep trying to show you guys, all right? That's what I'm trying to show you guys. And this is why it's important to tell her go see other people. Because you can't have me. And if you want to go out on a date, because I'm not taking and spending any money on you, go find a guy who will. all for that. But see, a lot of people cannot even understand the depth of what I'm saying because they want to stop women from doing anything. And, you know, starting tomorrow, you know, the first day of our August, we got to talk about the women. Oh, it's going to be a fun show. We get to break down the women. It's time now. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is that I'm just saying see other women, other men. And it's because she knows I'm seeing other women. But if she's not doing a tick for tat, she is thrown off because why is this guy pushing me off on other women? Okay? Why is this guy pushing me off on other women? So if this guy's pushing me off on other women, ready? What's wrong with me? Am I not worthy enough to have his full attention? What is this fucking lost and found box? Y'all see? Y'all don't even see the game in that. You don't have to hide that you're seeing anybody with me. You don't have to hide that. See other guys. Why? Because I'm heading it off at the pass because this is going to be key later on when they want you like a mother, when they become addicted to you. This is going to be key. This moment I'm telling you right now is key because what I'm saying to her is that, look, listen to me. I'm not here to handcuff you. And this is going to be talking, this is important for tomorrow. Y'all learn more about tomorrow. But I'm not here to handcuff you where the average guy is. See other people. Why? I want you to see what you see. Listen, I want you to see in those guys what you don't get with me. And when they see things in you that they don't see in other guys, then you are hitting it because it's at this point she begins to think about you and it's over. And y'all don't even see it. Y'all don't even see the beauty and the depth in what I'm just saying right there. Y'all think, well, why would I send her out to another guy? Because that motherfucker ain't me. She's going to wonder why he doesn't have the wine above the bed. She's going to wonder why he doesn't have the color lights. She's going to wonder why this motherfucker has that lost and found box here. Why doesn't this guy have that? Why doesn't this guy have that? But you do. So remember, guys, see, what this guy's saying right here is he's saying, oh, God, worry about the woman leaving you. Oh, my God, don't leave me. If you leave me, she might leave. Man, who gives a flying fuck? Because guess what? No means go and find the other one that will. All right? No means go and find the other one that will, brother. Let's keep playing this game. Here we go.
Shred of sympathy. Some of these women were so evil and vindictive that they took our own kids from us and brought us...
All right, let's look at the woman as evil and vindictive. Most of these motherfuckers know from the first moment they meet women, they have no game and the woman has the high position. Some of these women don't even want to be with these guys, but these guys keep begging and begging. Please be with me. Please go out with me. Please be with me. Please go out with me. And what they don't say in this thing, do y'all guys know some guys poke holes in rubbers? You know, some guys hide the woman's pills. Do you know some of these guys do anything they can to lock the woman down? But see, yes, you know what? They don't want to bring that up. They don't want to talk about these things. Listen, women want to have children. That's their makeup. Their makeup is built on having a family. And what happens is that there's no such thing as an immaculate conception. It's that you're fucking and giving your sperm away to somebody who doesn't deserve it. And you knew she wasn't shit, but yet you started to date her. You knew she wasn't shit, but yet you started a relationship with her. You knew she wasn't shit, but yet you moved her the fuck into your place. You know she wasn't shit, but then you got her knocked up. You know she wasn't shit, but you then gave her an engagement ring. You know she wasn't shit, but you then married her. You know she wasn't shit, but then you gave her birthday presents and Christmas presents. And then all of a sudden, you have this epiphany that, wait a second, why is she treating me bad? That's what I'm saying, RJ. A lot of these guys, they will slip that condom off at the tail end to do that. And yet, what a shame. What a shame. Let's continue. Let me check the phone lines. Lines open if y'all want to call in. Chopping it up. We ain't done. Let me keep going.
To the slave master to extract a...
Oh, my. Whoa. Whoa. What are you talking about, slave master? What? Slave master? Wait a second. Is this 12 years a slave? Oh, is this Django Unchained? What, slave master? Whoa. Wow. Well, he's using some dangerous words. What does a slave master? But you know what? You know who he's talking to? He's talking to black guys right there. Right there, the guy that have no game that's black, got him right there. Especially those pro-black motherfuckers and shit like that, got him right there. Slave master. Got his hooks into him right there. All the other racist guys just skip through that. But that black guy, oh, he said, yeah, I feel like a slave on a plantation. Yeah, he's right. She is trying to be my slave master. Do you see the word play that he's using on everybody to draw them in? All this victim. It's amazing. Let's keep going.
Resources and use the child as a pawn to do so.
They will use resources as a pawn. Right, listen. Okay, guys. If you were vetting her right, she wouldn't even get your sperm. If you were vetting her right, she wouldn't get your time. And she wouldn't even get your dick if you were vetting her right. But you're throwing the dick at her as if, like, it's like you're flooding the market with dick. But you didn't take responsibility. You knew. You never even had a conversation. You know what? We need to talk because, listen, I don't want any kids. I don't want a family, whatever. And if you want one, I'm not the right guy for you, but y'all don't. Y'all don't do that. Y'all don't talk to them, so let's continue.
Some of them set up men on us to delete us so they could get the life insurance money in the house. Some of these women fought us in courts tooth and nail for what we work years to build and provide without an ounce of sympathy in their heart.
Sympathy? Wait. He said sympathy, guys. The guy said sympathy. Gentlemen, there is never, in the world of game, there's never been sympathy. There's no such thing as sympathy. And I know a lot of you guys say, but wait, shouldn't there be sympathy? No, because you came into this fucking world with no sympathy. So what makes you think the world deserves to be sympathetic of your fucking needs? There is no sympathy. You said fuck your brothers and sisters to get to the egg, right? Was you sympathetic to them? Did you sit around and say, well, wait a second, brother. Wait a second, sister. I'll wait for you. We can do this together. Or were you one-minded? See that? All that shit? See what I'm saying, guys? Sympathy. What a shame. What a shame. Kyle, we'll do that. Send it to me. We'll talk about that tomorrow. I'll send it to me. I'll check it out tomorrow. Just remind me tomorrow. We'll remind me tomorrow, Tyler. Here we go.
It's for us. At the end of the day, there was no love. We were only used as a stepping stone to build up this individual.
And wait a second. Who builds up? Wait a second. Who builds up a woman? Hey, Russ, there's a lot of bitter shit. Russ, there's a lot of bitter shit, man. But who, what is this building up the woman? What is going on here? What is going on here where, who builds, who builds women up? Who builds them up like this?
When they decided that we were better off out of their lives than in it, we got betrayed, used, and abused by the person with who we...
Wait, betrayed, used, and abused, says the guy that wants to fuck the woman but takes her out on a date? Says the guy that wants to fuck the woman but fixes or your furniture and all that other stuff. So wait. So now they're used? When they came out the gate trying to find ways to use the woman. Are you serious? Wow, I can't make this up. Listen.
Slept in the same bed with, fornicated with, told our deepest secrets.
Wait a second. Why in the fuck would a man share his deepest secrets? Why? Why? Come on, man. Tyler, just send a message. I'm going to read this, and I'll get back with you with an answer. We'll talk about this shit tomorrow. Chill out. I told you tomorrow, man. Why would you share your shit with a woman, your deepest secrets? What kind of a dumbass would do that? Here we go.
Loved with all out hearts and wanted the best for. That is why we are bitter and hurt, because we trusted and believed in this person.
Wait a second. Bitter and hurt. Is that a woman thing or is that a man thing? What man is bitter? Now, wait a second. I'll tell you this much. If I'm playing one of you motherfuckers in Call of Duty and you shoot me, shit, I'm going to feel some kind of way, but I will not feel bitter, nor will I feel angry. I will wait till I get respawned, and I will try to find you, and I will come and try to murk your ass. But I'm not bitter and angry. That's a woman thing, to be bitter and angry. Why are you not bitter and angry at yourself? Why are you bitter and angry at a woman who you trained yourself? Let's keep going.
Person, just for them to stab us in the back and trample all over us for the sake of selfishness.
Wait a second. What's wrong with a woman being selfish? I'm selfish. But my selfishness overrides hers, so I'm selfishly selfish. So what the fuck is the problem? What's the problem? Here we go.
Listen, men, there is no love out here anymore. None of you watch.
Wait a second. There's no love out here anymore. Who the fuck wants love? Who the fuck, if you want love, get yourself a goddamn dog. If you guys actually want love, get yourself a goddamn dog. And that's the only thing that's going to give you unconditional love. Come on. Let's go. It's the only thing. Here we go.
Watching this video can guarantee that the woman you are sleeping beside each night while you are the most vulnerable will be your lifetime partner.
Wait. Why he's the most? Is he? How is he? It doesn't make any sense how guys fall into this rhetoric. It doesn't make any sense how guys believe this bullshit. Here we go.
All of the men who say we are stupid for leaving relationships and all we need is game. Shut your monkey ass up and go sit your goofy butt down.
God damn. Now, see, first he said slavery. Now I'm a monkey. Hey, you notice. Hey. Why you think he said monkey? Because where you think gang came from? I keep telling. I keep seeing that, guys. I don't make this up. I keep telling y'all. Y'all know where game originated from. And that's why he said, shut your monkey ass up. Because he know that the brothers... Because a lot of other non-melanin people think that we are monkeys. So y'all see what I'm saying? This is very important to see. You see that? There's a little, see, he mentioned game, but you only know the brothers talk about the game. So that's why he was saying, yeah, see what I'm saying? I just want y'all to understand where this guy's mind is. He knows what's going on. Ain't no bass in his voice, Ryan. Hey, Ryan. What you see is what you get, my brother. But let's keep going. Wow, monkey.
No man or woman in this world can guarantee that the woman you choose to be with will be with you until she takes her last breath.
Wait. Who wants a guarantee of what? Why the fuck? Wait, listen. The only guarantee I'm going to give you is that if you don't fucking treat me with the respect that I deserve, I'm going to dismiss you. That's a guarantee. If you don't know your place at the table and think that you can talk to me and treat me in some way, you will get dismissed. That I can assure you. But what? Why do I want to guarantee? What? This is like women. Why do guys want guarantees? Yeah, it's some Lifetime movie shit, dog. It is, man.
None. Not a single one of them. But here they come shaming you into going back to the gulag and risking losing everything over a female.
Risking everything over a female? Most of these motherfuckers live paycheck to paycheck, so what are you risking? You're the one that asked her out, didn't you? Didn't you? Hey, yeah, hey, RJ, speaking of 1959, we're going to get together. We're going to do a movie review on that. I had to put a gun to 50's head to make him watch that shit. You know, I fucked it with one movie. He always, you know, he always tells me about the bad fuck up of one movie I fucked it with, but I cleaned it up. I gave him the gray man, and now he's going to do a video on it. We're going to do a video together on it, a movie review.
Men have been deleted over women, and nobody says anything about that. Men have taken their own life just because a female turned their life upside down.
Whoa, wait. Men have taken their own life because of a female turning it upside down. Like, if this is a gun, guys, this is called a trigger. Okay? Who chooses to... Now, if a woman shoots him, that's called murder. Who chooses to take his life is someone that is not secure in himself. Remember, I keep telling y'all guys, all these things that we're talking about, you remember, I keep telling you from the beginning, I'm showing you why they are drawn to this. As everything I told you, they have no standard, and they're drawn to all of this, man. Want to kill themselves over a piece of pussy.
And people will turn around and say that man was an idiot. This is how people in society treat men. They don't care about you. And
Wait. When did I need someone to care about me? When did I need someone to care about me? Maybe when I was a little baby. Not a little baby. My parents had to change my diapers and feed me. But I don't need anybody to fucking care about me because I'm all that I motherfucking need. Even Prince said in Purple Rain, all you need is me. Remember that from my Purple Rain aficionados? All you need is me. This is why I say to y'all guys, this is about being selfishly selfish and conquering the world and making your world, your life, and your own community. Even though we are the MePeel community, we are the first community of single-minded thinkers that think for themselves. That's why we're the Me community. We come in to gather information to take to your motherfucking blacksmith, and then it forms for yourself. Let's keep going.
You know that they never will. So the point I'm trying to make is you are not wrong for leaving dating and relationships. After watching this video, all the men who are in their quiet apartments alone without someone to talk to...
Wait a second. This is going to sound really crazy. It's going to sound really crazy. But once you get in the game, I promise you, you're going to want all the alone time you got. Listen, I know this sounds crazy. Once you start to have game and once you start to get women, you want freedom for you. There is no alone time because let me tell you what's happening, especially in this climate we're in right now. You guys understand that these women will wait to see if your light flashes or sees how long you've been on to reach out for you. They will send you messages. You've got to, your day starts when you wake up. Good morning, what's up? Good morning, I miss you, I love you. Good morning, I miss you, can I see you? Why aren't you talking to me? Good morning. That's the beginning of your fucking day. And if you have a roster, you got to answer all the women on your roster first. Then you try to go out with your day, and as soon as you are doing something, you make a Facebook post or Instagram post, they're going to hit you with a message on the back end. Oh, that was funny that you were talking about. Oh, why would you say that? I don't understand what that means. All day, every day, where you just want some alone time. You just want to be alone. You just want to turn off your fucking phone, shut everything down, and just be alone. So all this being alone in your apartment, they don't understand. It's beauty. It's beauty in being alone, because you don't get any alone time in the game, because everybody wants to be a part of you. Everybody wants your time. So there is no alone in this fucking game.
You feel like it would have been better to have a woman to spend time with and have as your companion and lover.
What is all this love shit? What, y'all hear it? Why are these guys falling in fucking love?
Let me tell you this. It is better to live alone in the corner of an attic than to be with a nagging and quarrelsome woman.
Wait a second. How can a woman? Thank you, Brian. I appreciate that. Thank you, man. How can a woman nag you if you set the standard? How can a woman nag you if you set the standard? Remember this right here? Remember that? Let me check the phone lines. Lines are still open. Remember the standard? I'm different from any other man that you ever met, ever talked to. I just am. I created my own universe. I have complete control over my universe and everything in it. It's full of positivity, growth, and great energy. I love the hell out of every moment. Okay, so what's the next one? I think I can find the next one. I'm always fucking up. But do y'all see that? How can one have trouble when he says that I wake up, I'm very, very selective who I allow inside my universe because I won't allow anything or anyone to ruin what I created. So how is there drama? Can someone please explain that to me? How the fuck is there drama when you're the standard, dog? How? And no, that's not true. What makes you, they're not dangerous. What? Okay. Please explain to me, Steve, what is a woman bashing men? These women bashing men are dangerous. What the fuck does that mean? That has got to be the most softest shit I've heard today. Tell me what that means, sir. What does a woman think or say have to do with a man's life? You've already lost saying this weak-ass shit. Here we go.
Right there is the truth. You don't have to accept it, but the men who claim to be happy in their relationships and marriage with a woman who is a pain in the butt are so...
Wait, who's... Wait. When I was single and really killing it and having rosters and shit, I was happy. I came into this world happy. I'm a happy-go-lucky person. I'm happy. I'm hitting my birthday month. I'm happy. I'm just a happy person. But nobody can bring me happiness but me. So why would I look for somebody else to bring me something that I can manufacture my fucking self?
Suffering deep down on so many levels. But you see, misery loves company. So he will envy you for living free and want to bring you down to his level of pain. So that's why people don't want to see you alone and happy. Never think or believe you may have made the wrong decision by walking away from relationships with modern women.
Key word again, as a word phrase.
Trust me, you are not missing out on anything, and no woman is going to be the unicorn that will come into your life and change that.
But if women are not the unicorn, then why is she the foundation of everything that y'all are doing? Why is the woman the foundation of everything you're doing? This shit doesn't make any sense. We continue.
You are sadly mistaken if you believe there are good women out there and you will get one. I want you to look at your life and your past and tell me where the good women are now.
I want you to look at your life in the past. I want you to look at your life in the past. Y'all hear what he just said? He wants you to look at your life in the past. Hold on, let me check the lines real quick. All right, we're going to shut the lines down. All right, we're going to shut the lines down and just keep with this shit. So